You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization reports that 4 out of 5 COVID-19 cases are mild or asymptomatic. But it's becoming clear that that doesn't mean there can't be further complications further down the track. Virologists say it appears that even mild cases can be more complicated than many first thought. Susan Cresswell from the UK was not one of the mild cases. She ended up on a ventilator.
A very lovely sister held my hand and said, the only way we can treat you now really is to put you to sleep, so, which was awful because my first thought was my children. But I've got no alternative really, so I said to her, I love my children, can you tell them? And I think the fact that I was then out of it, but they had to have this horrible news every day.
She was discharged from hospital in April, but her full recovery is a work in progress. She's still breathless and experiences deep fatigue. The 65-year-old wasn't due to retire until October, but now she's not sure if she'll ever be able to return to work. Respiratory medicine professor Charlotte Bolton from the University of Nottingham says Ms. Cresswell's case is not uncommon.
Some breathlessness, some cough, fatigue, muscle fatigue, and limitation in what they can do. Activities of daily living, ADLs, but also some report quite vivid dreams, memory loss of the whole admission. What we call higher executive function.
And it appears many survivors of so-called mild coronavirus are exhibiting similar post-viral symptoms. Doctors are finding out that this virus doesn't just affect the lungs, it can also impact the blood, the kidneys, the liver and even the brain, potentially resulting in chronic fatigue and depression. A Dutch report from the University of Maastricht reported finding a number of symptoms after a patient initially recovered, including severe fatigue, shortness of breath and feelings of pressure on the chest. At Nottingham City Hospital in the UK, doctors have formed a multidisciplinary outpatient team with respiratory and intensive care specialists as well as physiotherapists and psychologists. For more seriously affected patients who end up on a respirator, there are further complications. Intensive care specialist Dr. Sarah Linford says doctors are hesitant of resorting to mechanical ventilation before it's absolutely necessary.
So to put someone on a ventilator, you need something that is reversible or treatable. Which is one of the key determining factors of whether someone comes to intensive care and goes onto a breathing machine. In terms of whether the ventilator can do harm, yes it can. By mechanically ventilating people, we are very much changing the way that air goes in and out of the lungs and therefore in and out of the body. And there's been a multitude of papers over the years that look into the damage that a ventilator can cause.
One of the complications that occurs in some coronavirus patients who've been put on a ventilator is what appears to be ongoing lung damage. Professor Gisli Jenkins is an experimental medicine researcher. Examining a scan of the lungs of a patient who had been discharged 3 months earlier, he points out some severe scarring.
The picture that you see here is very similar to something called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is a progressive scarring disease of the lung. And we know that people who have idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis do progress and usually die within 3 years of diagnosis.
Scientists warn it's still far too soon to draw comparisons and conclusions because the virus is so new. Researchers are calling for much larger studies to investigate whether COVID-19 patients are at risk even after they've recovered. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.